Welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James. We are at the New Dock Hall in Leeds, and I've been joined by Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the podcast. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
I'm Sam. I look after the marketing for G3 Vehicle Auctions. We're a Yorkshire-based headquarters here, and we've got another branch in Bedford. So we're an independent vehicle auction. So all of our vehicles get driven through our car auctions physically, which is again another USP of buying cars at auction. Auctions seem to have a bit of a stigmatism about them being, you know, oh, you put that car at auction, oh, it's really risky. And actually, it's our thing makes it completely transparent that you actually get to see the vehicle yep. get driven through, and it's a completely different environment where some other auctions you can buy it online and suddenly you collected it, it's like, oh, what have I bought? But for us, we see it in a completely different environment.
We're focusing in on YouTube today, aren't we?
Yep.
Which has proved to be quite a successful platform for you. Just put some meat on the bones in terms of what that success looks like.
Yeah, definitely. Again, from a vehicle auction perspective, for us, it can seem that it's a bit of a black magic buying a car from auction. You might know a car dealer who's bought a car from auction, or a person who, you know, they've got an account at a car auction, and actually it's not very well publicized. It's quite, everything's behind kind of closed doors. But what we did was, actually, we've got nothing to hide. We saw it in a different light and thought, actually, well, we can open this up a little bit. So we got our got a YouTuber in who has a car dealership, and so let him come on site. And from that, we saw 250,000 views on that kind of first video. So then it kind of triggered a little bit of a, whoa, there's actually a market here. And the audience has aligned massively as well that we've seen. So we've seen that the following that they have for these car dealerships let's call them frenemies. They're competitors, but they're all friends at the end of the day. Right. They'll see each other at auction and stuff, and they'll go, oh, actually, yeah, well, I watched that video. It was quite good. But then you've got to think from our perspective, it's all brand. And, you know, we've got a guy or a couple of YouTubers coming in, and they're filming it, and it's a bit like Homes Under the Hammer in a way. It's exciting. You get to see a car and you go, wow, that was crazy money. Again, this week actually we had a Ferrari go through our auction, made really good money. But again, something like that, it's such a buzz to be in that hall and seeing an auction happen. Again, obviously, you know, if you ever go to one, keep your hands down. Don't
accidentally buy a car.
Yeah, exactly. Tell your missus or your wife, oh, I just bought a car. How did you do that? I just waved my hands.
I'm a bit of a fidgeter, so I'd be worried that I would accidentally end up buying several, possibly quite expensive cars. What you're saying makes sense, though, because I am... I'm kind of fascinated with watching bargain hunts, but I'm not bothered about the first bit when they're going around like the car boot sales and stuff, buying the things. It's just the auction bit to see whether they make a profit, and they never do. Or if they do, they're kind of like, big congratulations, you've made £4 profit today. And you kind of think, was it really worth all that effort for £4? And most of them make a lot. But anyway, it's dead interesting. So where are you at now in terms of kind of total views? Because the numbers are crazy, aren't they?
Yeah. So for closed in now 2025, through our influencer network that we had 10 million views.
Wow.
So, you know, again, you've got to look at it in an aspect of top of the funnel. You know, from a brand perspective, we've seen 10 million views at the top of that funnel and then trigger all the way down. So it's, for the business, you know, the cost of it isn't a lot. You know, if you were to do that through paid, you'd be well into £1 million. Actually, you know, could probably round it out to, you know, under £1,000 maybe. It's not massive amounts that were paid out for that.
There's going to be people listening now that are thinking that's their dream, like hitting that, you know, probably £1 million would be a dream, but certainly hitting 10 million is a dream. So I can kind of hear them in my ear, and the question that they're just shouting is, how? What's the secret? Is there a secret? Is there one killer tip? Is there one thing that you go, this is how you do it?
in all aspects of it, just be transparent, be genuine. Everybody has a story to tell. Every business, again, as we've seen at the market showcase today, every business isn't boring. Everyone's got a story to tell. Everybody's got a bit of a buy-in that they can explain, and that's the whole piece. And actually, from all of the industries that you can look at, you know, there's a whole video piece that can be built behind it. There's a following that you can get. And again, what we've seen is, going back to that actual car dealer who's got a YouTube channel, they're getting leads to, for people to come and buy their cars, because again, it's one of those things. Transparency is key. Every car dealer that you go in, you know, are they risky, dodgy? It's actually completely the opposite. They've allowed themselves to go and film themselves, open the doors, and let themselves be transparent. And that's a massive thing to. But I guess the key piece in this is how to get there. And the key piece first is just go and make a video. It's not, you know, it's easy to set up a YouTube account, brand it with your branding, whether it's, you know, the longer form content tends to be better. If you're doing 2 minute, 3 minute video, you might not see the success of it. If it's 20 minutes and you've got a full, again, everyone's business has a, you know, from door to, you know, finish. You walk in, let's say a car dealership, you walk through the door, they've got a prep center, they've got, you know, the valeting team. Everybody's got an individual that they work with who's got a bit of banter. And you can, again, obviously, you know, keep it within the, don't make it too wild, but everybody has a bit that they can shout about and share. So yeah, I guess going back to, you know, being able to generate a YouTube video and start collecting those views. If you don't want to go and do it, see who else is in your industry and seeing if you could actually pick up, you know, a relationship with somebody.
Yep.
Saying, oh, you know, would you want to come down, do some content with us? Yep. We've got a bit of a story that we could share with you. Again, that's how we've done it. And, you know, we've built a partnership with a select few influencers that we work with on a regular basis. That again have a good following that aligns with our audience, but again, you just got to test it. And again, one of those is, it's sometimes you don't want to give a load of money away. You might have somebody goes, yeah, give me, you know, a load of thousands of pounds to do a video, and you're like, oh no, actually let's start a little bit lower down. Yep. Test it, report on it, and see what you can get back from it.
I was going to ask you a little bit about kind of collaboration, and I think you've kind of covered it there. I was going to ask as well a little bit about that kind of shorts versus deep dive, because that's a conversation, obviously, for me, kind of doing podcast developments and production. That's a question that comes up quite a lot in terms of what length the podcast episode should be, or whether there's, you know, kind of too long. But actually, that initial question, and sometimes I have conversations with people who kind of go, yeah, but what we do is boring. And I go, well, I mean, it's boring if you allow it to be boring. Like, to someone, yeah, it's always going to be interesting, but you've got to pick on the interesting stuff. You've got to find that and follow that. And I wonder whether or not there's just an issue of confidence in people in terms of what they do, because it's there all day, every day, so they do see it as a little bit more mundane than perhaps it can look to people on the outside. So that's an interesting kind of thing. What other kind of barriers and things do you think there are for businesses in terms of why maybe they don't go down this route?
As you just said, it's confidence in that piece of the unknown, and you've got to try it. It's you don't need a media production team like a film or anything like that. All you need is, everyone's got it. You might film at home, your dog, your children, your family, going out somewhere, going into the, you know, into the mountains or whatever. So you've already filming, but why are you not filming at work? So again, you spend what, 8 hours of your life at work? Surely there's got to be a story at work. If you think life is that boring and you're not filming it, you know, why? It's, yeah, if there's, everyone's got a story to tell. And I think on that aspect of things, how to get it out there, that first step is that confidence piece and how to get around it. And the easiest way to think of that is just one storyline. That's all you need, an intro. Who are you? Again, that first piece, stepping into it, who are you, what's my business, the who, the what, the where, the why, that's all you need to get yourself into it first. If you can't think of that, ChatGPT it. Put your website URL in, and I'm sure it's going to tell you what the key pieces are of your business.
Good tip, great starting point. I normally end these episodes by asking people what the best way for people to connect with you is, and people normally say LinkedIn. I'm going to just extend that slightly because it feels right to also give a plug to the YouTube channel. So if people do want to connect with you, what's the best way? And if people want to go and have a snoop around the YouTube channel, where do they find it?
Yep, so you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Sam Edge, EDGE. And again, our YouTube, you can find us at G3 Vehicle Auctions. Again, come and have an insight of what happens at auction, what's going on, see how much a vehicle might go for. And again, we share monthly insights of how that vehicle auction industry is, how it's trending. And probably what I would also say is have a look at that influencer network that we're working with. Again, the likes of a couple to throw out there is the likes of Shifting Metal, who come and do regular visits. Just before Christmas, we did a collaboration with Matt Armstrong, bought a G-Wagon off of us. Again, fixed it up pretty speedily and then took it to the Alps. Again, that's a great story. I think it's like...
That's cool. That's cool.
It's over an hour long. I think it's at like 7 million views now. Wow. But yeah, it's a great piece of being able to kind of watch how the auction happens, go and collect a car, whether again it's either crash damaged or whether it's, you know, ready to retail. It's a great experience.
Perfect. Right, I'm off to accidentally buy a car. Thank you for your time, Sam. It's been a real pleasure to chat.
No worries. Thanks, James.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.